that.
Welcome to Postcast. After the Utah Jazz fall to the Indiana Pacers, allowing 121 points to the Pacers for the third straight time, which begs the question, why do the Pacers have the Jazz number? We'll try to figure it out when we continue on Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South, 20th East. If you're late on your Thanksgiving stuff, you didn't go to the store already, you're in trouble, but you might bail yourself out, cake the floors, whatever it might be. They're located 6200 South, 20th East, down at the Gateway as well, and at the new store at 900 South, 100 West on the mini store over there. All right, Ron Boone, I usually let you try to go first. Let me try to ask you a question. The Jazz got blown out by the Pacers three times in a row now. The Jazz got smoked by them twice last year. Fine, Donovan didn't play once, but and they got smoked again tonight. This game was not close by halftime, and a 10-point deficit at halftime felt like more because it was a slow-paced game and they were hammering them, and they kept hammering them all night. What is the why do the Jazz struggle with the Pacers?
So if I was to ask a question, answer a question with a question, that would put it back on you, because the defense of the Indiana Pacers obviously has given the Jazz just a ton of problems. They were switching 1 through 5 there for a little bit. Then they changed that up, and Sabonis – it was just a beast down there as far as the Jazz are concerned. That has nothing to do with the three ball games, but it has a lot to do with the fact that the Jazz have had problems scoring against the Pacers. Is it the Pacers' defense? Is it the slow pace? It's just hard to say. I just didn't like the way the Jazz attacked the Pacers, or defended the Pacers anyway tonight, which is something that I rarely see.
Jazz, we don't have it officially, but I think the Jazz allowed about 1.4 points per possession in the second half of the game tonight. I mean, that for a team that usually we talk about holding someone under a point of possession, they allowed about 1.4. I mean, they got torched defensively tonight. What was going on?
Well, it's that high pick in the middle of the floor really gave the Jazz problem. It's been a problem for the Jazz all year long, especially when you have a pick and pop player. But we didn't see that tonight. We didn't see Turner pop but one time. We didn't see Sabonis pick and pop. What we saw was a steady diet of rolling to the basket, and then the rescreens to the point where they could get what they wanted there in the paint. They stayed home on the corner threes. Didn't see a lot of those tonight because of that, and it was just awfully tough for the Jazz to handle that. The Jazz are going to have to correct that because I think that's a part of the defense of the Jazz. Defense anyway that's giving them problems.
Offensively, in the first half, it really just felt like the Jazz missed a bunch of shots. The Jazz in the first half tonight, I think, went 2 of 16 from 3. They were 2 of 11 or 3 of 17.
Yeah.
2 of 11 on catch and shoots, and you thought that was the problem. The offense had a really, really good third quarter. They scored 37 points, and they allowed 36. I mean, it was as though they did what they needed to do offensively, and the defense could not follow.
We've talked about this all season long, and you have to be consistent for four quarters. You've brought up many, many times when the Jazz end up making a substitution, how much they lose. If you don't mind losing a little bit, but they're losing too much, and to the point where it's putting those starters and then the offense that you talk about is so good, it's putting them in a situation where they're sometimes they have to play catch up. But aside from all of that, if the Jazz can make shots with their offense, they stay in the basketball game. As you mentioned, that first quarter was not good at all.
On the lineup issue, it's worth looking into whether Donovan, they're putting Donovan in that second unit to give them a spark, to give them a score. I don't feel like Donovan's having any impact in that group. And so that group's not successful, and it's almost, I don't want to call it wasted minutes from Donovan, but if I've only got 32 a night out of Donovan, I'm not sure that's where I want him. I don't know what else I'm doing there. I don't have that answer. But if you understand what I'm saying, I don't feel like Donovan is getting maximized in those minutes, and so I'm not sure I want to use Donovan in those minutes.
Well, again, and I know we discussed this many, many times on Quinn is experimenting with different lineups out there on the floor. He's been sticking with that same lineup, with, as you mentioned, with Donovan. I mean, for the most part, he's running the point.
Well,
except
Moody,
Moody ends up with the basketball. But I don't know, David. It just, if you're going to give Joe Ingles 25, 28 minutes a ball game, that those minutes have to be played different. I mean, Boyan's minutes maybe have to be a little bit different just to make sure you're keeping certain guys out there on the floor and playing some of the guys that are coming off the bench maybe a few less minutes, but more in a situation where you're not killing yourself.
All right, let's go to some of the questions tonight. This was a defensive failure tonight, though. If you really want to dig into this one, this was a defensive failure. Coney Dog from Periscope says, Jazz tired or is Pacers defense weirdly good? I think the Pacers really just are unfazed by the way the Jazz play.
It's awfully hard to play on the road, and especially with the way this long road trip the Jazz have now. I mean, you're spending 2.5 hours at flight time, you're not getting your regular sleep. That's awfully difficult. But the Pacers play some pretty good defense there as well, and it just – It just makes it hard. So
Jazz are playing four of the top eight defensive teams on this road trip. This is not an easy offensive trip. They did a good job in Milwaukee. We'll see whether they can do the same against Philadelphia and Toronto. Pacers had 13 field goal attempts more and 14 field goal makes more. That is true. That has been a kind of a reoccurring theme. It is worth mentioning the Jazz took 9 more free throw attempts, so that's part of it. But the Jazz, I don't know why they took so many more tonight. That's actually weird. The Jazz turned it over 4 more times. They had 1 less offensive rebound. That should only be 5. They took 9 more free throws. That'll get you up there. So, you know, the free throw attempts are the issue that make that a little bit. But the Jazz lack of offensive rebounding in a lot of games also makes it hard for them. Stockton Shorts is mad on Twitch. Mike Conley is one of the worst starting point guards in the league. Why does he get to finish every game even when he's horrible? Okay, there's the frustration of a Jazz fan after his team's lost 3 of their last 4. Is that right? Is that, we lost 3 of our last 4? Is that right? No.
Yeah, we have won 3 in a row.
We've lost 2 in a row.
Yeah.
2 in a row. You know what? Mike Conley's going to finish games for this team. This is his team. He's going to finish games, but he is scuffling. There's no – we thought he had found a rhythm. It does not look as though he has found a rhythm.
Yeah, he's really fighting screens, and that's what I see right now, especially on the defensive end. Offensive – I'm not really worried right now. I think he'll get it together. He has good looks. I'm watching practice. I watch how he works very hard on trying to get his shots. And when you run into change teams and you go to a team where you're not getting those 15, 18 shots a game and now you're only getting 5, 6, 7, 8 shots, it's awfully difficult, you know, to get a rhythm offensively. But that's no excuse. Yeah, as the caller was mentioned, defensively, you know, it has to get better.
I love when you call them callers. It makes me feel like we're back in old school.
Oh, is that a caller?
Yeah, it's a caller.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see. Pacers played excellent defense. Jazz couldn't make any open shots early on. Chris is exactly right. Joshua says, Rudy looked like this was his first game after a month hiatus. Yeah, I did not think Rudy was very impactful tonight. In fact, Sabonis kind of took it right to his heart early in the game and beat him up twice early.
Yeah, Sabonis does a great job. I really like him. He used his body and put it right into the chest of Rudy. And again, as I mentioned during the broadcast, when he bangs Rudy in the chest and he causes Rudy to move just a little bit, and now you just elevate over the top. When that happens, you have a huge advantage. And I think Sabonis did a great job of that. I saw Rudy before the ball game running, really working to see if that ankle was strong enough. I saw him moving it around, you know, sitting on there. This is right before the ball game started. I'm not sure if there was any pain or anything there, but, you know, he did give it a go.
All right. Another angry Twitcher. They're young on Twitch, and they're angry. Seems as though Donovan is reverting back to the play of last year. Poor shot selection, shooting too much, not passing, playing too fast, etc. He's had amazing first couple of weeks, and now he's regressed. He had 26 on 10 of 23, 2 of 7 from 3, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. No turnovers in 31 minutes. I didn't think that's such a bad line. No rebounds is not great. He needs to rebound for us.
Yeah.
I didn't think Donovan had a very good first half. He went 2 of 10, and you had a thought on that that I thought was really good as we opened the second half. What was the adjustment he made first half to second half?
Well, he started pulling up and shooting the mid-range shot instead of forcing into the, you know, getting too close to the basket. I like Donovan when he's – and I didn't have a problem with the way he played tonight except for going into traffic a little bit too much. That spectacular or that ESPN-type shot that we'll play over and over, low percentage shot is not good. And you know, sometimes he gets caught up doing that instead of taking what's there. I mean, every defense is going to give you something. And whatever they give you, as athletic and as good as he is, he can take a lot. He can really take advantage of that.
All right. Final one. Greg says, I'm thankful for the Lockdown Podcast Network. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Greg. We're thankful for you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Disappointing game for the Jazz tonight. We'll see how they bounce back as we head to Memphis. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back with you Friday. Thank you very much.